We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Thursday, May 7th, 2026. Hold on. What's the date today? Oh no! That means finals start tomorrow. Even just thinking about it is making me stressed. I don't think I'll be able to focus on studying with how stressed I am. Wait a second. That's right. All day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., the De-Stress Fest is taking place at the Main Library, Funk Library, Granger Engineering Library, and Music and Performing Arts Library. Events happening today include free snacks, crafts, miniature therapy horses, and more. Information about time and location of De-Stress Fest events can be found at library.illinois.edu. If you don't want to spend all day in the library, the FAA Finals Fest is taking place today at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts from 12 to 3:30 p.m. The fest will include coffee, snacks, art making, and spaces for studying. Maybe you're looking to get a little activity in between study sessions. In that case, the Illini Union Rec Room will let you bowl off steam with early bird pricing all day from 12 to 9 p.m. Bowling costs $3.25 a game, and billiards cost $5.25 an hour. If bowling today makes you feel pretty confident, on May 13th from 12 to 6 p.m., the Union Rec Room will be holding a strike competition. Prizes will be given for 5, 10, and 15 strikes, with the champion winning a t-shirt. There is a $5 entry fee for the event. You can register and pay at the Union Rec Room. More Finals Week events can be found at studentaffairs.illinois.edu. Now that I've had a moment to calm down, let's move into local news. Come and celebrate sheep ranch and heritage at the 5th Annual Shriek Parters Festival in Gillette, Wyoming, tomorrow and Saturday. The event features a sheep herder's dinner tomorrow, serving a family-to-table experience inspired by Basque cuisine. Tickets for the dinner are limited and expected to sell out soon. Saturday, there will be family-friendly fun. Enjoy live entertainment, including bagpipes, Basque dancing, and performances. Other activities are traditional trailing of sheep on Ekata Road, showcasing authentic Wyoming ranch practices. The Campbell County Rock Pile Museum will also be free to attend. The event will be next to the Campbell County Fire Station Number 1. Sorry, folks, it looks like there was some interference there. Anyways, here are some suggestions from our resident film guy, Nick Rocho, on what you should be seeing. Summer is right around the corner, and alongside the new season comes a plethora of new blockbusters hitting the big screen. In June, many beloved franchises and characters you know and love are returning with releases like Toy Story 5, Masters of the Universe, and the latest entry in the DC Universe, Supergirl. Acclaimed director Steven Spielberg is also set to return in June with the release of Disclosure Day, a sci-fi film coming out on the 12th. July is no different with the heavy hitters, with releases like Minions and Monsters, the live-action Moana remake, Evil Dead Burn, and the long-awaited Spider-Man Brand New Day. Just when you think July couldn't have any more epics, director Christopher Nolan returns with his adaptation of The Odyssey, releasing on July 17th, setting up to be a cinematic experience on par with his other films. As you wait for classes to start in August, perhaps you'll find some entertainment with movies like Tony, the biopic about food critic Anthony Bourdain, The End of Oak Street, or Coyote vs. Acme. Whether or not you are a devoted cinephile or just a casual viewer, there's no denying that there is a little something for everyone playing this summer at your local theater. So do yourself a favor and visit your local multiplex to enjoy a delightful motion picture. Going now to the field, we have WPGU news correspondent Billy Bold with a very special interview.
Wednesday, May 29th, a cow took the university streets, fleeing from the large animal clinic. Betsy the cow managed to make it to Follinger Auditorium before being apprehended by the UIPD. WPGU managed to get a hold of Betsy following this high-stakes operation. So what exactly were your thoughts when you moved down Gregory Drive?
Well, actually, I'd call it the rescue mission of the century. Ever heard of Muavai? It's this super underground evil corporation. They've been holding cows hostage, milking them for the freshest cream. And its headquarters are at our very own union.
That's utterly fascinating. And how did you hear about this conspiracy?
They stole my husband. They took my Herald. They claim to sustainably source their dairy, but I call bull. I demand a full search and seizure of this vile operation.
Etsy had to take a moment to compose herself. WPGU requested confirmation from Mu of I, and it received no comment.
We will keep you updated with any incoming information on Mu of I as the day continues. Keeping on track, it seems WPGU's own Vinnie Maximbull is composing the Song of the Summer.
I have to sing this song later tonight, and I have no idea what I'm singing.
What song are you singing?
Happy Birthday.
You don't know Happy Birthday?
Nope, I have not heard it once.
Let me hear you sing it.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy
okay,
birthday.
Okay, okay. That was something.
What do I do?
Here's how you do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Okay, now let's see you do it.
All right, here goes nothing. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
You're almost there. Just take a deep breath, relax, and let the sound flow out of your mouth.
Okay, just relax. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
See, you got it. You sounded great.
Huh, I guess it did. Thanks, Kennedy. I'll see you later.
You got this, Vinny. No, he doesn't.
Cutting back to some real events, here's a preview for all you music lovers. The university's music monetization class is hosting a psychotic and lively rock show at Gallery Art Bar Saturday at 6 p.m. Serving as the class's final exam, students have been tasked with organizing and promoting the show in its entirety. WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake spoke with Sage Ralston, a senior in media who is serving as the promoter for the event, about how the performance serves as a celebration of the class's work.
It's honestly a celebration, and I'm also a senior, so kind of a send-off for me personally. But I think it'll be great to have everyone there all together, and just everyone will get to enjoy all the effort that we put into it. It comes out to a great show. That's what I'm looking forward to.
When it comes to challenges the class has faced, Ralston mentioned the unorthodox nature of the event.
I would not call it the norm for rock music, but it's so fun and energetic, and we just wanted to make sure that that is part of it, you know, and definitely in the ways that we've been promoting it, making sure we're reaching out to the right people, and we don't want to be promoting this as music that everyone is going to love.
Tickets for the event cost $10.79, with all proceeds going to the artist and the working staff. Ending us off, this week is Teacher Appreciation Week, but across campus, the student teachers are raising the question, does the university actually value the workers who keep it running? WPGU News correspondent Billy Bold spoke with Cyrus Murray, a teacher assistant in the English department and a member of the Graduate Employees Organization's bargaining team, who explained an interesting interaction with one of his students.
I'm like, how much do you think I get paid? And they're like, is it like 70? I'm like, no, no. And they're like, 80. And I'm like, no, you're going in the wrong direction.
The GEO represents more than 6,000 graduate workers at the university. Their current 4-year contract expires this August, and bargaining is already underway. GEO co-president Aaron Councilman says that the university's own financial decisions tell a different story than what administrators bring to the table.
Like, administrative salaries are increasing year over year, and we are seeing that like the salaries of the graduate workers who make this campus run, the food and building service workers, the faculty, the non-tenure faculty, all the people who really make this campus run, the university just doesn't seem to care to invest that much money in them.
Councilman says at the end of the day, the impact goes beyond his own well-being.
Ultimately, if all working conditions are not good, that means the learning conditions of all of the undergrads and all of these students that we have are not going to be good. We can't be the best instructors possible if we're worried about how to afford groceries, how to afford our health care.
To learn more about GEO's contract, you can attend their bargaining session on May 12th. Thank you so much for tuning into WPGU News this semester. We'll see you again in the fall. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by J.J. Grishnick Parsons, Taylor Casey, Nick Rocho, Sarong Hong, Vinny Maximbull, Gavin Westlake, and Billy Bold. This broadcast also featured segments hosted by Sarong Hong, Billy Bold, Kennedy Caldwell, and Vinny Maximbull. From WPGU News, this has been your news director, Gavin Westlake.